You're listening to Newlywed Cast, only on Wedding Podcast Network. I'm Holly Ehrlich, and today's special bride, who just celebrated her one-year anniversary, is the one and only Brooklyn Bride blog founder, Vannay. Welcome, Vannay.
Thank you, Holly. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's a real delight to have you on the show, and I am looking forward to your sharing your love and wedding planning experience with our listeners, because I think after having read your blog daily and regularly, they want to hear it firsthand from you to really know it's the real deal.
Not a sham wedding.
No, not a sham wedding at all. Well, you know, being a Brooklyn girl myself, because I was born in Brooklyn and very proud of it. Are you born and bred Brooklynite?
I'm not. I've actually only been here for about 4.5 years. I'm actually originally from Turkey, but for most of my life I've grown up in New Jersey. So I'm a Jersey girl, I guess.
I'm proud to be a Brooklynite. And obviously for you to title your blog Brooklyn Bride, there must be something to it. So why Brooklyn?
You know, Brooklyn to me has such a distinct feel to it. And I think that when people hear Brooklyn, they automatically think, you know, hip, cool, edgy, modern, you know, nothing stuffy. So that's sort of what my style is all about and what I wanted to portray in the weddings that I show on Brooklyn Bride. So it was pretty much a no-brainer.
And I definitely think there's been a resurgence with a lot of art and culture, you know, in Brooklyn.
Yes, definitely. I mean, with Williamsburg and Dumbo becoming these sort of epicenters of, you know, all that's hip and cool, it's definitely giving Brooklyn a good name in that sort of genre.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you met Chad, your groom of a year and a day, and then lead us into your proposal story.
Chad and I actually met over MySpace. He was living in Louisiana, and he had just gotten out of school for architecture and was looking to move up to New York. And at that time, I was in grad school in Brooklyn for interior design. So he was essentially looking for recommendations of places to look for to live, maybe some job opportunities. So we just started talking, and we kind of hit it off. He came to visit a short time later, and about a month after that, he moved in, and we've been together ever since.
That's so cool. So how long were you living together before he proposed, and was it a surprise?
It was not a surprise. We were living together, I think it was about 2.5 years, and what had happened is we were taking a trip down to Louisiana to visit his family, and New Orleans is a big favorite city of mine. I've always loved visiting there. So whenever we go to visit his family in Baton Rouge, we try to stop over in New Orleans and just hang out for a day or so. So he surprised me. Well, it wasn't a surprise, like I said before, because I kind of had a hint that something was going on when all of a sudden we had an amazing hotel room at some gorgeous mansion in the French Quarter. And he was acting very strange, and weird receipts were coming to the apartment like the weeks before. But we went out to dinner. Nothing happened. I was kind of shocked. I thought, okay, maybe this isn't happening. And so we went back to the hotel room, and he proposed there.
So here you are, an engaged lady. Did you have a vision of a dream wedding?
I've been planning my wedding, I think, since I was 12.
Oh, so you're one of those little, you were one of those little girls that grew up that you did always think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to admit it, but I kind of was.
No, because we hear about it all the time, and then there are other women that say, you know, that's just not me.
But
that's
right.
You know, so if you had to, I'm going to even jump forward, okay?
Okay.
Because and then I'm going to move backwards into all of the components. But if you had to describe the day in three words, what would they be?
Three words. Fun, modern, and exciting.
Well, those are three fantastic adjectives and description of your wedding. So what was the most important component of the wedding?
I think to us, we knew that the service was going to be special just because, you know, that's the whole union. That's, you know, where you're becoming husband and wife. But what was really important to us was having our guests have a great time at the reception and to really give them a flavor of Brooklyn and why we love it so much and kind of what we're all about.
Well, so how many guests did you have?
We ended up having 200. So it was by Armenian standards, I'm Armenian, it was a normal sized wedding. So it was something to be expected. I knew it was going to be that much. But yeah, it was 200, and I think it was a good size for the space that we had and for what we were able to accomplish.
Well, talking about this, you said the service you knew would be important. Did you do anything special with regard to exchanging vows?
You know, the service was actually the most traditional element of the entire wedding. Everything else was very modern and, you know, very much us. The service we kept sort of for our families. We didn't do anything crazy there. You know, no rose petals. We did bubbles. And, you know, we tried to interject a little things that would kind of give a taste of what was to come. But the wedding itself was pretty traditional.
Well, that's very respectful also. And I think that... And I think it becomes more meaningful very often. So with your, you know, you said you had your guests. What do you think really impressed them from your planning?
I think just the overall look of the event and things that we had, you know, vendors we had picked, especially. Everyone was going crazy over the food. The band was amazing. We had a photo booth, sort of a fake photo booth set up outside, and people were just going nuts over that. Everyone had never seen that before. So it was all like the little elements that no one had, you know, seen before that I think is what really stuck with them.
Did a lot of people come from far away? Did you have a lot of out-of-town guests?
Yes, absolutely. We had people from Egypt, from France, from Australia, from Japan.
Wow.
The West Coast, the South, from pretty much everywhere.
So where did they stay?
We had hotel blocks at the Brooklyn Marriott, but a lot of people actually had family in Manhattan, so they stayed with them.
And did you do something for the special for the out-of-town baskets?
We did totes. My friend Erica from Thoughtful Day designed them for me, and we sort of just put in a bunch of, you know, Brooklyn-themed pieces.
Like what? Like, tell me, like what?
Well, the one specific one was Brooklyn gum, which is actually not from Brooklyn at all. I found out later it's actually Italian. But that was sort of fun. And Chad, my husband, designed some maps, and we did an itinerary of stuff that was going on for the weekend. We had water, we had snacks, you know, just stuff to make their stay a little more comfortable.
How long did they stay in? The whole weekend?
Most of them did. Some of them came a week before and sort of made a vacation out of it.
Isn't that great? See, New York is a destination wedding hotspot.
I know.
Right? I mean, everyone thinks it has to be in Mexico or the Caribbean, but it doesn't. It could be right here, right in your own backyard.
Exactly.
Did you feel everything went as planned?
You know, I was lucky enough to not hear about anything that went wrong until afterwards. But for me, everything went great. I had a blast. Everyone I know had a blast. But there were, you know, there were some hiccups here and there, but nothing major that I even cared about in the end.
What did you plan first?
In what way?
Well, as soon as you got engaged, what was the first thing you wanted to do? Was it? I mean, you picked a date, and then you. I mean, where? Tell everyone where you got married.
We got married. The service was at St. Anne's Cathedral in Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reception was at Stage 6 at Steiner Studios the Brooklyn Navy Yards.
Now, did you choose other places or did you know that's where you wanted it?
We looked at, I'm trying to think, I think we just looked at two places. It was either going to be the Botanical Gardens in Prospect Park or it was going to be Stage 6. We looked at the gardens first, and it wasn't going to be comfortable for 200 people for sitting and the amount of dancing that I know was going to happen. So once we saw Stage 6, you know, it was pretty much a no-brainer.
So being an interior designer, and you also mentioned, I think you said Chad is an architect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Obviously you both have, you know, an arts background.
Right.
you know, well, how involved was Chad?
Well, if you asked him, he'd probably say he was very involved.
Is he there?
He is here.
He's listening. I can tell. Which means, you know, he can feel free to chime in anytime.
But I think the bulk of it was me. But he had some veto power in some areas.
Like what? Detail
power.
What
did you veto, Chad? Anything? I think I fought for everything I wanted, so I don't think he actually vetoed anything. But he actually, I have to credit him for finding our photographers. He actually found the photographers.
And
we're very happy with them.
And where are they? Who are they and where are they from?
They are Bellathay Photography. They are a two-woman team, Annabelle and Dorothy. They are actually based both on the West Coast and the East Coast.
Oh, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Well, I'm going to definitely ask you to send me some photographs so we can make this an enhanced podcast and our listeners can see some of the beautiful images from your day, if you don't mind sharing.
Sure, no problem.
So, you know, what about a color palette? Because, you know, definitely being a Brooklyn Bride avid reader, and let me say what I love your tag, planning a modern wedding in a world of pink flowers and puffy dresses. in Brooklyn Bride, you very often have a lot of inspiration boards. And I've actually even sent, just so you know, I've even shared many a times your palettes with a lot of our listeners. I've sent them to links to your blog because I think that you have such a handle, you know, on what's really what's great out there, you know. Right. And you have a really great sense of color, which ultimately is very important. Brides really stress over color during their wedding. So, mm-hmm. What was your color palette and your best advice about color to our listeners?
Well, my color palette, I'm pretty transparent with my color palette. It's pretty much all over my blog, but it was essentially green and white with pops of yellow. And the reason we went with that palette is green is my favorite color. White just makes everything so much crisper. And since we were getting married in the spring, it was kind of just an ode to that. And then the pops of yellow are just, you know, a little accent color that goes really well with the green and the white. So it was an easy palette to come up with. And it was actually loosely based on something my boss and I had designed for a client. We had done these cushions for a bench that were based on all different green fabrics. And I'm like, wow, these would be really great to use in my wedding. So I sort of loosely based it off that as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You get inspiration in many different ways and at many different times, and you're able to translate it for your own day.
Absolutely.
Well, where were the color? I'm assuming the flowers were something.
The flowers were actually all white.
Okay.
And the reason for that is I wanted to do a really hands-on approach with the centerpieces.
Okay.
So what I had done, there was a page from an old Martha Stewart weddings magazine that I had ripped out a few years ago that I had kept, and it was these fabric-wrapped vases. And it was a cluster of them on a table. And I thought, you know, that would be a great way to incorporate, you know, what I do every day as an interior designer. And it would be a great way, you know, it's nothing that I've seen at any weddings that I've been to. And it kind of gave me a chance to personalize what was going on the tables. So I actually sewed fabric covers for each table. There were three vases on each table in different shades of green and yellow. And then I kept all the flowers white so that they wouldn't compete with the vases. But it actually ended up being a really nice look on the tables.
It actually sounds stunning. And what I think is really cool is the fact that, and I think brides out there should, anytime they see something they love in any magazine, whether it be a wedding or otherwise, they should tear it out and keep it, right? Wouldn't you suggest that?
Absolutely. That's what I mean. I started one of those when I was 12. So well, that carried me through up until I'm now 28, so definitely keep anything. You know, I have inspiration binders dating back to my high school years that, you know, I still look back to for inspiration.
I think you can get so many ideas, and here it is, you're saying you've never seen that at an event, a party, or a wedding, you know, and here it is, you took this idea and you owned it. You know, mm-hmm. And here it was in the pages of the magazine, but it was all
right.
Yours. And you did, and actually, so would you call yourself a DIY bride?
I mean, I did a lot of things myself. I printed out, you know, guest book cards myself on my GoCo machine. I took just regular bubble bottles, those little plastic bubbles, for the service, and I tied all different green ribbons around them to sort of personalize those. You know, it's not a matter of starting from scratch all the way from the beginning. You can take something that's already out there and just add your own personal touch with a ribbon or, you know, a stamp, anything to just personalize it a little bit.
Well, personalization is key. With the colors, was there any signature detail, like with the colors or with anything else throughout the event?
Not really. The invitation suite, I mean, I guess if I were to say one thing, it would be just elements of Brooklyn. The invitations had images of, you know, the Brooklyn Bridge, Coney Island, the cherry blossoms in Prospect Park, just sort of things that reminded us of Brooklyn and we wanted to infuse into the paper. And then, you know, the color just worked itself into everything.
It sounds so absolutely lovely. Now, you obviously said that photos were important. So you had a photo booth, right, that the guests
waited. A fake photo booth.
Oh, a fake photo. So what is a fake photo booth? Because I've seen the real photo booths. What's a fake photo booth?
A fake photo booth is where you have a fabulous person stand with a camera.
Oh.
You set up a backdrop. We hung it up on the wall. And my dear friend brought some funny props, like sombreros and boas, and I bought some glasses, some sunglasses in Chinatown. We just had a box set up next to it, and people would just go and have a little photo shoot with the props, and it made for some really funny photos.
That's good. So, what about video? Did you have video too?
I did have a videographer. We had hired Wellspun Weddings out of Pennsylvania, and they shot a Super 8 style. I believe it was digital, but it looked like it was Super 8. And, you know, originally when planning the wedding, we didn't want a video because the ones we had seen were very, you know, very old-fashioned. They were very stylized in a way that we weren't really excited about. But once I discovered Super 8, I was, you know, I think I became really obsessed with it, and I did anything I could to be able to have that as part of the wedding.
Talking about your vendors, because obviously here it is, you said that the photographers were East Coast, West Coast. You told me the videographer was from Pennsylvania. So you didn't feel tied to this region, location, area, you know, with regard to getting your vendors. Tell us a little bit about the importance of choosing your vendors.
Well, vendors to me are the people that are going to make your wedding what you want it to be. So for us, it was really important to pick people that we trusted and whose style we really appreciated. We tried to use as much Brooklyn as we could, but when it just didn't work out, you know, I was fine with going outside of that. We just infused the Brooklyn elsewhere. But the florist that we use, Seaport Flower, she's right down the street from me, and I always knew when I moved here that she would be doing our wedding, so that was a no-brainer. But for the vendors, you know, I'm normally, I think, a type A personality where I like to have a lot of control over, you know, the look of things. But with the wedding, I sort of just, you know, we had our meetings. I told them what we wanted to do. We talked over some ideas, and then I left it up to them because, you know, we put in a lot of trust in them, and we knew that they wouldn't, you know, do anything we didn't want. So I think that really paid off in the end.
Did you work with an event planner at all?
We had a day of coordinator who is based in Brooklyn. Huh. Her name is Christine Viola. She's from Exquisite Affairs Productions, and she was a lifesaver. I mean, by the time we came to her, I already had all the vendors and, you know, all that stuff figured out. But what I wanted and what my parents really needed was just someone to take over that day and sort of direct people to where they needed to go. So she really helped out in that aspect.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of really wonderful things, whether, you know, hiring an event planner throughout and or day of specifically to make sure everything runs smoothly and, you know, to carry it out without one less thing that you have to worry about.
Right, right.
So tell me a little bit about your dress. You know, when did that come into play? Did you, you know, because there's a lot out there to choose from.
There is. And, you know, I wasn't crazy about a lot of the dresses that were out there. But I happened to fall upon Junko Yoshioka, who's a designer in Manhattan. I was looking through the Knot dress boards, you know, just rummaging around, seeing if anything caught my eye. And there was one dress called the Venus that really, you know, jumped out at me. It was very architectural, very simple, no lace. It was a silk, but it was almost like a twill silk. So it was something I hadn't seen before in other dresses. So I dragged Chad to a wedding showcase to go see it. And that was it. I mean, that was the first dress I tried on. And that was the only designer I went to. Ooh. And it was just very easy.
Isn't that fantastic? Well, she does do very special designs. And so that's so fantastic. And how did you dress your bridal party?
The bridal party I put in green, and that was a big, big to-do because, you know, initially I thought I would go with just J.Crew dresses, but the greens that they had out that season weren't really what I had wanted. And the dress, I had one of my maid of honor actually got a couple of the dresses and tried them on, and, you know, we sort of talked about it and figured that it wasn't going to work. So I ended up going to Simple Silhouettes in Manhattan, and we were able to find a dress that flattered all the ladies in a color that worked with the wedding, and it really worked out well.
And what about your groom? What did he wear?
He wore, let me see if I can remember, a very standard tux. It was John Varvatos with Cole Haan shoes. He had...
He was dapper. He looked
good. Was very dapper. It was very... very, very stylish, very GQ.
So what, okay. So what about with cuisine? Because you know what, you obviously have some tradition and culture coming into play and you had all these people coming in from all over the world. So, mm-hmm. you know, what was your focus there?
The cuisine was easy. I mean, with stage six, you automatically get to go with Abigail Kirsch, who has
Yummy.
Phenomenal food. I mean, anything we would have picked would have been amazing. But what we ended up doing was just thinking about, you know, our guests and what they would, you know, probably like to eat. So I believe we went with a steak and a fish. And then for the dessert, they had this amazing coffee, mousse dessert that was, it was just breathtaking how good it was. I wish I could have taken some home with us.
You're online. A lot. Your work, mm-hmm. I mean, you're working full time as an interior decorator, but tell our listeners, what are your favorite resources? Because I think most brides are going online now, although they buy their bridal magazines and they definitely want to see those beautiful photographs for their cakes and their dresses and their flowers. And, you know, but what are your favorite resources? People want to know.
You know, it's definitely the blogs right now. That I love. There's so many that I love. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many I read a day. But it's not just the wedding blogs that I look at anymore for inspiration. It's a lot of, you know, design blogs, a lot of lifestyle blogs, party blogs. Because you can take anything off those sites and you can tweak them and make them work for a wedding. Like you can take a room inspiration that you see on one side, you can take the color palette from that and make it work for a wedding. You can see a piece of stationery out of a book and that someone has scanned into their blog and really love the typography in that and work that into your invitations. So it's really online that I think is where a lot of my inspiration came from for our wedding and where I continue to go for inspiration for my blog.
Did you start Brooklyn Bride right when you got engaged?
No, I actually started it a couple of months afterwards. I think the reason why I started it is back 2 years ago, I guess, when I started it, there weren't that many sites that were sort of speaking to the aesthetic that I was looking for. And since I already had this binder that I had started, you know, many years ago, I figured, well, maybe I'll just start my own site, you know, use it as a scrapbook for myself. And, you know, if anyone else reads it, that's just the icing on the cake. So that's essentially how the site started. And that's, you know, the reason I keep doing it.
Well, that's interesting because we speak to a lot of bloggers and very often during the engagement process through the wedding, they will chronicle their journey, their experience, their planning. But then many of them say goodbye. And
right.
You have decided to continue on and especially, I guess, like you said, whether it be design and lifestyle, there are other ways to you know, there is a lot of brides out there.
Right.
That need help. You know, well, they do right. Because they don't have the background you have or the vision you have or the, you know, as passionate, you know? And I think that once you get engaged, you do become more passionate automatically, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the wedding planning takes over your life at some point.
So. I mean, when the ring goes on the finger, it's like, this is it. Everything's in motion.
Right.
You know, but did you have favors at your wedding?
I did. We actually went with a company that I had seen at one of the bridal shows, Vosges, who do amazing truffles and caramels, and we had them do our favors.
Oh, cool. So that's a nice, sweet ending, sweet, happy ending, so to speak.
Yeah, and you know, one way that we personalized it, because I had to personalize everything, they serve their truffles, it's two to a box, and it's in a white box. But what I asked them to do is I bought a bunch of different types of green ribbon, and I asked them to use that instead of their standard ribbons. And then I also included, I'm not sure if you're familiar with moo cards, but they're these little photo cards it's about the half the size of a standard business card that actually fit perfectly into the boxes. So I asked them to put that in there, and on the back it had a little note saying thank you for coming, and on the front it had various pictures of, you know, Brooklyn icons, and you know, some of them had pictures of us. So it was a nice way to personalize something that was pretty standard.
What else did you do? Was there anything else along the way that you personalized?
As another sort of giveaway, I designed a couple of pinback buttons.
Oh, fun.
That I had printed at Busy Beaver out in Chicago, I believe. So we had some jars that people could take those and wear them on their tuxes or their dresses if they weren't afraid of getting pinholes in those. So I made the cake topper. Oh, that was a big one.
Well, tell me about the cake topper then.
That was made out of pipe cleaners and, you know, all the crafty projects. It was supposed to look like us. I actually made it with a version of my dress made out of a scrap from my dress.
Oh, how fun.
So that was fun to do. That was a fun little crafty thing.
Was the cake something that you chose that, that you did a tasting and everything for?
We did a tasting, but it actually came through Abigail Kirsch.
So what was your favorite moment, Vanay?
Wow.
Was there a special?
You know, of course I want to say, you know, marrying my best friend.
That's a good answer.
That stuff. But I got to say, you know, I danced all night, and I've never done that at any other wedding.
What shoes did you wear?
I had a pair of Cynthia Rowleys for the wedding, but afterwards I switched into some silver Tory Burch flats because I hate heels.
Okay.
So switched into something a little more comfortable.
So but, you had know, a plan just, B.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those came off the minute I was in the limo. but it was just seeing everyone, you know, all together, dancing together, you know, people that didn't know each other, you know, were mingling. And it was just a really great, you know, time that, you know, to have everyone that we don't get to see that often all together, you know, having a great time.
What would be your very best advice for couples planning a wedding today?
Best advice. I have to go back to choosing your vendors. I think if you don't have vendors that you trust and, you know, are a little iffy about, then you're going to constantly be worrying about, you know, babysitting them and, you know, constantly having to revisit your vision. And I think by picking people that you really appreciate their style and you know that their style really jives with yours, you can just let it all go and relax the day of. So I think vendors that are great are key for having a relaxing and successful wedding.
I think that's very terrific sound advice. I can't ever leave a newlywed cast without talking a little bit about the honeymoon. So just because I know that's what the groom looks forward to the most.
Probably.
Well, that's what my groom looked forward to the most, as he nods as we're recording. that was what he was looking forward to. So tell me just a little bit, because I do know that our couples are also in the midst of, and there are a lot of grooms that are planning the honeymoon. That's usually on their list to do.
Yeah, that was Chad. That was the one thing he had to do. We're not beach people at all, so going to Hawaii or somewhere tropical wasn't in the cards for us. So what we ended up doing was traveling to Europe and visiting a couple cities that I hadn't been to in a while. And Chad has actually never been to Europe, so it was really exciting for him. We went to Amsterdam, Paris, and then London.
Wow.
For 2 weeks. It was amazing.
How? 2 weeks? Oh, goodness, I'm jealous. That is so fabulous. Well, I will link to all of the resources that we talked about, Vanae, and I will be showing, you know, some photos of your beautiful day, and we wish you and Chad many, many, many years of happiness and love, and I mostly know that our brides-to-be and our brides right now count on you and your blog, Brooklyn Bride, to share all of the great resources out there and ideas. So we look forward to seeing lots of great things on Brooklyn Bride.
Thank you. I hope I don't disappoint.
Oh, you don't. I know our listeners are going to really be ultra happy, big smiles when they hear this this recording, this interview today. And I know it was a treat for me, so I appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.
If anybody has any questions or comments or feedback, please don't hesitate to call us on our listener hotline, 800-882-1259, or send me an email, feedback@thewpn.com. That's feedback@thewpn.com. I'm your host today, Holly Ehrlich, and you've been listening to Newlywedcast only on Wedding Podcast Network. Thanks for listening.